and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Now, the stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my grandbaby.
You go to hell, old woman.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. Coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next. Blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you this Tuesday morning, October 16th. To the OPT Network. Well, it's 7:37 if you're just getting your work day, school day started. We want to remind you, be safe, be careful as you're traveling in. Remember those school buses? Well, they're rolling until 9 a.m. Make sure that you're taking your time to slow down through those school zones. Make sure you're watching out for kids, especially if you're traveling in, you know, as it's still dark outside and you're not able to really see clearly. You know, one bad move can change lives. So make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to get there safely. But most important, make sure that you're giving yourself the adjustment or making the adjustment to watch out for those people that are not watching out for themselves. And that's usually our kids in the morning. So please be careful as you're traveling in on this Tuesday morning. Just want to remind you that you can reach out to us at the OPT offices. They're located at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2 right here in Alexandria. The zip is 71302. And our office number is 318-445-5658. And we just want to thank all of the people who have reached out to us through your correspondences. Thank you for those people that have sent donations in this race for the cure, in this race to eradicate breast cancer. We want to thank all of you. And we want to thank all of those people that have called our offices. And just know that no matter what happens, we're going to give you a call back. It's just really, really a crazy busy time. And yesterday was no different. And you know, we talked about Momentum Monday. Well, you know what? As we left the microphone, we needed that momentum. And maybe you did too. And so just speaking those words, it gave us, quite simply, DC, the momentum that we needed to press through on Monday, and we did. It's amazing how, you know, yesterday as I was reassessing, last evening in the bed, reassessing our day, you know, I was reminded that there are always two plans. There's your plan, and then there's God's plan. And your plan means absolutely nothing in the scheme of things. And so that momentum that we talked about, Momentum Monday, that momentum pushed us through the day. It gave us the grace and the energy that we needed to make it through some challenges
that were posed yesterday, but it was all good. And let me tell you, when we hear great stories like we did on yesterday and like we have been hearing every single day, it makes our days so worthwhile. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about a just some incredible, enterprising young people and people in our community that are doing incredible things. And just, you know, I say it every time I hear another story. Every story I hear, it gives life to the next story. And it helps to invigorate us. And so we so enjoy hearing your stories and sharing in your visions, your hopes, and your dreams. And it's all really because, DC, we're fighting breast cancer. You know, it's even bigger than breast cancer. It's helping people to come out of the box. And it's helping people to do things that maybe they've never done and step out in maybe ways that they've never stepped out. So it's really twofold. And it has been and continues to be an incredible, incredible journey. Y'all, it's Tuesday morning. The week is started, and we want to make sure that it's kicked off right. So remember, if you're traveling in, don't be moved by how you feel. Your feelings have absolutely nothing to do with anything. So you get those feelings under subjection, and you let those feelings know that you are large and in charge, and that whatever it is that you need to do, God is going to give you the grace to get it done today and every day. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you about some really, really amazing things, and we're going to talk about the super mega raffle. Stay on point, everybody. We'll be back right after this.
Now, the stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my grandbaby.
You go to hell, old woman.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. Coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson Has It.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. With one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning. This is Jane Wright Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and I would like to say thank you to Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us to provide hope to hungry people here in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your support.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Tuesday, October 16th. And it's 7:47 a.m. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is in Rapides Parish to serve you. The number to phone, 318-487-1881, and Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HicksonHasIt.com. And, you know, as we continue to raise money, raise awareness, and really just talk about breast cancer awareness, and the things that we all need to do, we always hear incredible stories. But, you know, this year, we've not just heard incredible survivor stories, which we've heard many, or it's incredible stories of women fighting, going through the journey of breast cancer. We've heard several wonderful stories that have come out of this movement. And yesterday we shared with you that we were going to have a young woman on that was recently diagnosed, but she's having to have some tests this morning. And so we are going to delay that interview. But, you know, I was reading an article yesterday, and we're always looking for great information to share with you. I was reading this article in the Alexandria News Weekly, serving Sinlaw communities for more than over 49 years. And it was an incredible story about a young woman, much like the woman that we were talking about, Ashlyn Wade from Bunkie, her name is Kimberly Higginbotham. And she was 23 years old when she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And she talked about her concerns, and she talked about the journey in the article. And she talked about because she was 23 years old, that doctors felt that she was too young and it was probably something other than breast cancer. But the headline of the story reads that breast cancer takes a heavier toll on Black women. And so I thought that the article was interesting, but as we read the article and went through her story, and she talked about understanding the diagnosis and understanding what the doctor had said to her. And she said, I knew malignant meant cancer, and I knew that the tissue came from my breast. But I thought at 23 years old, there's no way in the world that he's telling me that I have breast cancer, is what Kimberly Higginbotham said. And so she asked the surgeon if she did indeed have breast cancer, and he told her yes. Well, she begins to process all of the things that will happen to her through the journey. But long story short, she is alive and well, and she has been 14 years cancer-free. And so this is why we have to continue to tell the story, because there are women like Kimberly Higginbotham, and there are women like Ashlyn Wade, diagnosed at 23, 24 years old. And one of the things that I was thinking about after reading the article and after hearing Ashlyn's story is that we have to be better self-advocates. And although there's an article in the paper today that says that oftentimes when women find lumps in their breast, they are not necessarily breast cancer, but we have to know enough about ourselves. We have to know, have enough information to be able to speak to what's going on with our bodies so that we can ask the doctor those very poignant questions so that we can get the best answers, the best understanding about what's going on with our body. And this article says, you know, you feel a lump in your breast and immediately you panic. And that's understandable. But breast cancer accounts for nearly 1 in 3 cancers diagnosed in women. But most lumps, as well as the majority of other breast changes, are actually caused, are actually not caused by benign conditions, or are benign conditions. And there are 3 examples that they give in the article. And the breast lumps, that they could be cysts, more often found in women in their early 40s. These are round or oval-shaped, fluid-filled sacs that are not cancerous, nor do they raise any risks. And many women who are listening this morning would say, I understand about cysts, and I have experienced that. And the article goes on to say that no one knows exactly what causes those cysts to form. But from science, they suggest that the excess estrogen may play a role. And cysts sometimes can get bigger and become painful just before menstruation. And so any new lumps need to be checked. And this is why we're talking about mammograms. This is why we're talking about self-breast exams. And so if those lumps become lumps that are unfamiliar, they must be checked. And to confirm the mass is a cyst, your doctor will oftentimes need to do an ultrasound or a fine needle aspiration biopsy, also referred to FNA. And if the cyst is large and painful, it can be drained. Nipple discharge is another one of those real issues. And nipple discharge for women that is not milk, it could be non-cancerous tumors. And those are called intraductal papillomas. These benign growths develop within breast ducts, and it causes the risk factors that are unknown, but single tumors in the large milk ducts near the nipple result in clear or bloody discharge. In most cases, they do not raise the risk of breast cancer. And so the bottom line is this: our bodies are ever changing, and it is incumbent upon each and every one of us to know our bodies, to recognize these very, very apparent changes in our breast. And what this article and what the recent reports about younger women in their 20s getting breast cancer has shown us, that age is not a factor. And that saying, well, I don't think it could be breast cancer because you're too young, we just never know. And that's why it's important to know your body. Know if there are lumps or cysts or fibroids that are different, that feel different, and be able to articulate that to your doctor. And so these stories should help each and every one of us to understand our bodies better and to not give pause to the changes, but to be very vigilant in self-care, in self-advocation. We are our own best self-advocates. And the way that we become better advocates is through more information, more knowledge, more understanding, so that when we go into our physician's office, we understand the questions to ask. And you know, the reason why we want to tell these stories is because there are women all around us in our communities, in our churches. I go back to churches because there are women sitting alongside of you that have cancer more often than not. And we never know because many people are not sharing their stories. And in many respects, we can understand why it's hard to share your story because people think they're helping and maybe they're really not. And so eventually what I'd like to do, DC, is to have a conversation about what not to say to somebody that has been diagnosed, because often we think that we're helping, but when we say the wrong thing, it just ends up being wrong, if you know what I mean. And one of the worst things that you can say to someone that is newly diagnosed is you can talk about somebody else's issue that had the same problem that died. You know, we have to be hopeful. We have to be encouraged. And we've got to get ready for battle. And that's why we're talking about this important issue, eradicating breast cancer, and saying hell no. You know, getting through the initial diagnosis and then getting ready for battle and saying, you know what? This is the diagnosis, but attitude is everything. Getting ready to fight. Getting ready to say hell no to breast cancer. And that's what we've been doing. We've been spreading the word. We've been trying to tell you that mammograms are free right now at Cabrini Hospital. We're trying to tell you to go in and get yourself checked because this is one of the most treatable cancers that there is, when diagnosed early. So that's why we're stumping for breast cancer. That's why we're fighting to be the change. You're on point, everybody. It's 7:56. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next, blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012.
At the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer's been extended through October. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart, the Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. Credit Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Credit Union with a heart.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You know how there are things in life that you didn't know were missing until you found them?
Sure, like yoga or texting.
Or a good breakfast.
Oh, I wish I did that more often. Who has the time?
Who does? But I tried apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal at McDonald's.
Apple cinnamon, love that.
It has whole grain oats, walnuts, crunchy apples, and it's 270 calories. It's fast, it's wholesome, and now my day isn't really the same without it.
Move over texting, oatmeal just raised the bar.
McDonald's apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal, the simple joy of a wholesome breakfast. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Mayor Clarence Fields of the city of Pineville, and I've been on point with Carlette Crystal.
Hello, I am Reginald Allen, the mayor of Cheneyville, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Crystal.
Hello, I'm Jacques Roy, mayor of the city of Alexandria, and I've been on point with Carlette Crystal.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Terra Home, a specialty gift shop. Listen, if you're looking for a special, unique kind of gift that you can't find anyplace else, Terra Home is where you'll want to start. Located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria.
That's the kind of gift right there. I just want to say happy birthday. Happy birthday, Miss Christmas.
Oh, my goodness.
Compliments to Jay Tish. Jay Tish at Terra Home. You know, that's where I get my gifts from.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
how
yeah.
apropos.
She makes it happen.
That? Yes, she does.
Thank you, Jennifer.
And thank you.
You're going to go ahead and open it?
Thank you.
Go ahead and open it.
Okay.
Drum roll,
it's so,
please.
It's so pretty.
Drum roll, please. What is
and
in
I
the gift
thought
box.
We said we that we weren't.
Happy birthday, Miss Christmas.
We weren't getting anything
you
from my
You
want
to say how birthday. Old you are? No.
You
no.
can't. I know you want to. You can.
No, I'm not.
I don't.
I just, before we get into all this fundraising and things, I said, well, you know, I barely said happy birthday this morning. That was by design.
Okay.
I said, yeah, she really thinks I forgot. I know you did.
Well, I did. But, I mean, yeah. You know what? Every day, you know. We're blessed every single day, and so it's all good.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm trying to get my gift from Terra Home open. It's packaged so pretty.
Oh, it is really nice.
And I'm wondering, like, when did you have time to go to Terra Home since we're together, like, all
the
time?
Well, Jennifer and I always put these little deals together.
Look how pretty
that. She always makes time for it. Oh, yeah. right.
Oh, no, you didn't.
What is it?
It is a beautiful, beautiful necklace. And it is the necklace that matches my bracelet, OGC. It's beautiful.
Is it?
It really.
You like it?
It is beautiful.
Happy birthday, dear.
Thank you. It is beautiful. Y'all know I wear my Camellia bracelet
all
every
from Terre Haute.
Every single day. And you
guys, y'all got to go over to
Terre Haute
and see Jennifer Tishner.
It's beautiful.
And she'll help you to pick these beautiful gifts like this.
Oh, my goodness.
Because she is happy. I can tell when she's happy. Oh, yeah.
It is beautiful. It is beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. It is the Camellia necklace, y'all. Wow.
Yeah.
It is absolutely beautiful. That throws me off this morning. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for being so thoughtful and so kind. All right.
You're going to cry?
No, I'm not going to cry. But
I'm not going to cry.
I'm shocked.
We got caught on the Terre Haute.
I did.
Commercial. And I thought it'd be fitting to just go ahead and.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jennifer. If you're listening, I know you probably are.
The best gifts come from my phone is blowing up from Terre Haute. Happy birthday wishes. Thank all of you. Thank you, Laura, for your happy birthday wish. Thank all of you who have gotten up very early to wish me a very happy birthday. Thank you so much. Also, I want to say thank you to St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, who is a proud sponsor of the OPT Network and who is a proud sponsor of the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, who is not only praying, but is making this happen, eradicating breast cancer. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. And, you know, I just want to say that in this journey to eradicate breast cancer and raise awareness, all of our sisters should come together in this movement. But the studies and the research that should concern all of us the most, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, is that breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer and the second most fatal cancer among African-American women. And African-American women, although we have a lower, our rate and incidence is lower in African-American women than our white counterparts. The last study showed that more African-American women have a higher death rate. And so with that said, we're stumping for all women, but there is an inherent problem here when Black women are dying more than any other race of women because we're not getting mammograms, because we're not being as vigilant about our health as other women in the world, and so, or other ethnic groups. And so I would challenge every single woman this morning that has not had her mammogram, that has not had herself examined by herself, you know, to rise up and to be the change in your own life. Because see, you know, we talk about being the change, DC, but change has to start with us individually. It's got to start with the person. And so on this journey of raising awareness, what has come out of this are great stories of entrepreneurship, great stories of enterprising women. And I say it every time I hear another story, that one story gives life to the next story. And this morning, I guess when you have a birthday and you start getting a little bit older, you start meditating on the things that are life's issues, things that become important to each of us. You start to meditate on the legacy of your life and what you'll do and what you'll leave. And when I read that article in Forbes magazine about billionaires and millionaires and it not being about money, but about being the change, really, essentially, and touching lives of people that you encounter every day, that's more than money. And so yesterday we had some challenges when we left the microphone. We were working on our team t-shirts, and one company had assured us that they would get it done, and they were right on point. And then yesterday when we left to go and finalize everything, there it was another story. And in my spirit, immediately I got, call Hypergraphics, call Marcia at Hypergraphics. And so I did. And we got such favor with Marcia at Hypergraphics. And if you have never gotten work done at Hypergraphics, you need to go by her place and visit. There's such a sense of excellence, such a sense of love for what she does. And we were able to really see that, DC. And she spent, I'm not even going to say how much time she spent with us on yesterday, making sure, DC, that we got what we needed, and made sure that it was right on point, our t-shirts and just the excellence. And so we want to say a big shout out to Marcia Marcantel at Hypergraphics, and we want to thank her, DC, for the excellence that is her work and the creativity.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we were asking her about her business, as I do with every woman that I encounter that is in her own business and doing well. I love to have those stories to share with all of you, because it's really important for the next person. And this morning, in my quiet time, well, really, I call it my prayer time, but, you know, quiet time to pray. This is what I got. When your heart is right, the rest of your world will be right, when your heart is right. And what I see with those women like Marcia Marcantel at Hypergraphics, I see women that have a love and a passion for doing what they do. And I see their businesses growing and growing and growing. And yesterday we talked about emulations. And if we can get past those negative emulations, then we will begin to see other business and other women grow when we begin to encourage each other in a more positive respect. And that's what has happened with this journey to sharing about breast cancer and raising knowledge. And so Marcia said, you know, she's been doing her business for years and years and years, and she's self-taught, and she's worked at it, and she's created a very successful business. And so I want to encourage anyone that's needing t-shirts or needing printing to look at Hypergraphics. That's another woman in business that's living her dream and loving it. So Marcia and the team at Hypergraphics, we say thank you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for the love and the favor that you showed us on yesterday. And then we moved on, DC, yesterday. We moved to a young woman that was one of the first, the very first people that called us when we kicked off this journey to fighting and eradicating breast cancer. And so her name is Rebecca Anderson. And you know what, Rebecca, I hope you're listening this morning. She is a single mom, and she is a student. And you know, some days, your days can just, you can have those challenges, but when you open up your mouth and you speak back to them, I'm telling you, God just opens doors for people to bless you and for you to bless people. And so at the end of the day, we were rushing to get to Deuce Christmas's football game, and it was an earlier game. And so we needed to stop by and fellowship with Rebecca Anderson, and so we did. And when we got to her place, Rebecca, I just want you to know how much you and your children inspired us. So she said to DC on the phone, I think I can sell some of those raffle tickets. And I don't know why I'm getting weepy at all, other than just another great story. And so we found her her place, beautiful home. And she said, I have a little store in my house. And so she said, y'all come on in. And so we did. She's 29 years old. She's the mom of four, the single mom of four. and her business is so on point. And not only did she have her business on point, she had all of her licensing right there. And so what she has done, because she lives in an outlying area where there are no stores, so she has created a store where kids can come in and buy snacks and people can come in and buy snacks. And she even has a restaurant area where she can sell food. And so as we started talking to her, it was just, I can't even explain how it just encouraged me that she said, you know what? I'm not depending on the government. I don't get any assistance. She said, I made a decision that I was going to go into business and I was going to take care of myself and my kids. And then DC started clicking with her and they started talking about the business and the profit and how she was able to be successful with it, DC.
Absolutely. And she's one of those people who she's got a business mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, you know, God gives us gifts and she's really just operating in a gift. And on top of all of that, she's a full-time student at LSUA getting a business degree.
I know.
And she says what she's doing is as she's taking the classes, she's understanding them more because she's doing it every day. She just loves it.
I know.
And she absolutely just loves it. She's just operating in her gift and she's doing what she can do at this particular time. And she's getting equipped for the future. And she's going to be very successful.
Yeah, she is. And then talking to her kids and them being able to be so articulate and so intelligent.
Very astute.
Yeah, her kids are Sky, Dallas, Serenity, and Giselle. And it was just, I can't tell you how inspiring it was to see a woman so young, 29 years old, that said, you know what? I am going to rise above my circumstances.
Absolutely.
To do better.
And she is proud.
And this morning, as I was just reading the Word of God, it talked about the talents and how the one took those talents and put them in a napkin and just buried it. And anytime we see people that take their talents and they put them out there for God to bless them with more and more, I hope it inspires you. Because these are the stories that inspire us to keep moving. And I promise you that our hearts are absolutely right. And we're going to have Rebecca on to tell her own story.
Absolutely.
And what we have tried to say to the community is this, DC. If you'll tell us your story, if you'll share that with us, we'll share it and we'll let you share it because we want to see the next gift multiplied. We want to see the next business grow. And we know that we know that we know that what we make happen for others, God will make happen for us.
Absolutely.
So it's really, really like a domino effect. And so when people like Rebecca reach out to us, I mean, how did it warm your heart? I mean, we were just elated for her.
Absolutely. She was actually one of the first people that called before we even got the movement going.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sort of still dealing with the prostate cancer situation.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, wow, you know, she's called and we hadn't even asked really for anybody. We were just saying on the mic, hey, we're getting ready to do this.
Uh-huh.
And then she called and said, look, I'll be more than happy to volunteer and help in any kind of way that I can. But at that time, we didn't know that she was doing all that she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she just decided that, hey, I'd like to be a part and be the change that I would like to see in the fight against breast cancer. And so as we started to engage her and get with her more and talk with her more, we started to appreciate the totality mm-hmm. of her whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
And we started to see, wow, there's a lot more here than what we actually thought. And
mm-hmm.
she is a very successful entrepreneur who is really just getting started. You know, I know that God just has a lot in store for her. You can
mm-hmm.
see it, and you can just see the joy that is within her. You know, and it is infectious.
It is
to be
infectious.
Around her. I mean, you know, she's just a really happy lady that's doing things. And of course, you know, everything is not perfect, but you know, she is meeting the needs of the place that she's in and supplying the people with things that they need so they don't have to drive all the way out to the city because they're deep back down in the Lincoln Road. They just built some new homes right back there. You got to cross over Lincoln Road on Hudson and back down in there to the left. That's where she lives. And so people have to drive. You know, you have to use a gallon of gas just to get to the next place to buy something. So she's got all of that stuff right there. And with her business, to stop the kids from walking down the street, she'll deliver the things to them. So she's just got a, her ideas are just on point.
Aren't
she's
we seeing?
She's just coming up with little clever and witty ideas.
That's what I was thinking.
To meet the needs of the people who are around her. And that's what it's all about. And meeting the demand and giving the supply. That's all business is.
Absolutely. And we told her, we said, there's a place called the incubator.
Absolutely.
That can help you to grow your business. And that's what it's about. It's about people connecting. What we understand so great is this, is that it takes nothing. Hear me, because I want this word nothing to be emphasized in a way that every single person that hears that word nothing can understand. It takes nothing for us to share in someone else's hope, and someone else's joy, and someone else's gift. It takes nothing away from us when we do that. And I'm telling you, if we cultivate, DC, that attitude of sharing and giving.
Absolutely.
And we try to tell all stories. We try to tell those local stories and national stories and international stories of everybody that has grown to heights and proportions that they couldn't even think or believe. They had to start little.
Absolutely. Maya Angelou was the first, was came on here as big as she is around the world and said that she was insecure about coming out and speaking.
That's right.
You know, it's so it's this thing is it doesn't it's for all. Everybody deals with the same stuff. It doesn't matter how big or how small you think you are. But the journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step.
I love
it. You have to step out.
I love it. And you know what? That is one more reason why I love the man that sits across from me, because you, Dizzy, you never cease to amaze me with your heart. And I told you as clearly as I could, getting back to that birthday gift, DC, don't buy me anything. I love that. And
Jay Tish, Tara Home.
Yes, yes.
And we expect for Miss Anderson to have a big shop like that soon, too.
We do.
She is aspiring to be great. Big ups to Miss Rebecca Anderson.
That says it.
Keep on doing what you're doing.
Hey, we've got one more story. And it's just a brief story because we hadn't heard it. But Big A down in Natchitoches, we have not forgotten you. You're a woman after my own heart.
Big A.
She left a whole conversation on our answer.
We're
going to
call you today, Big A.
That's what I do. I leave whole conversations. Y'all, you're on point. It's Tuesday, October 16th. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Now, the stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my grandbaby.
You go to hell, old woman.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. Coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hicks and Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:28. Today is October the 16th, and we have been promising you the super mega
super
raffle list. And let me tell you, just like the list has grown, it's grown with stories because people have literally seen the OPT Cruiser either parked at a store, at a gas station, or on the road and have pulled us over and have said, you know what, I want to be the change that I want to see, and they have added to the list. And so for days, we have been promising you the list. And here is the list, and we'll also tell you people in your community throughout the state who have those super mega raffle tickets. All right, DC, it looks like this at the top of the list.
At the top of the list, we have the $1,000 Lazy Boy leather recliner from Five Star Furniture.
It
way
is
to go
beautiful.
Five star.
Way to go.
Way to be the change. And mm-hmm. Five Star Furniture is out there promoting breast cancer's awareness and being the change that they want to see. They are a business that's being the change. They're giving in more ways than one.
Absolutely. Next on the list is Lowe's of Pineville. They have given a washing machine valued at $500. In addition to that, they have given a $100 gift card.
Absolutely. And because we got that washing machine after we got the gas grill, we're probably going to go back over to Lowe's mm-hmm. and Alexandria and see if we can swap that grill for a dryer. Add a dryer to it.
Some
Maybe
kind
we
of
just
way.
Buy a dryer. Man, because we feel like we got to put the dryer in it.
Because people are saying they want it. They want the washer and the dryer.
Yeah, they want the washer and the dryer. Because mm-hmm. That is a real addition to anybody's home. Even if you already have a washer and a dryer, you can bless somebody mm-hmm. else with your old one and have a brand new set.
Absolutely.
That is a good get right there. And all you're doing is helping in the fight against breast cancer. So somebody's going to be trying to help fight breast cancer, and they're going to win this stuff.
Absolutely. Next on the list is Oak Wing Golf Club. They've given four rounds of golf.
Oak Wing.
Yeah.
Fine facility.
Great, beautiful, beautiful facility.
Next. Now, did we say Lowe's of Alexandria? They've given a stainless steel gas mm-hmm. grill, and they've given a $100 gift card as well. So with both Lowe's, that's $200 in gift cards. And let me just say this, Carlette, because yesterday we got so tied up with trying to get the team T-shirts done, it took the whole day.
The whole day.
When we looked up, it was 4 o'clock p.m., and we had to go to Young Deuce Christmas's football game. And so the game was at 5:30, and of course, it was in Bunkie. So we need to really – we're gonna really do what's necessary to make this list really, really long, folks. We're clearing up. The race is Saturday, so after that, we're going to just have nothing but time
mm-hmm.
because the mega raffle is going on all through the end of November.
Right.
So because we're corporate sponsors, we're able to raise money even after the race.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be seeing this mega raffle is just going to be huge.
Absolutely. And so next on the list is J&J Exterminating. They have given a liquid termite treatment. And what we found out from Blake Roy, who is the manager at J&J Exterminating, is that termites do more damage than hurricanes and floods. Look who just walked in.
Oh my
goodness. Now, people know.
Boy, that is
people.
Oh, wow.
Angie, you shouldn't have. Angie's just walked in with pink roses.
Man, Angie, if I knew you was coming, I would have had some coffee.
And people who don't know me don't know that I don't make a big deal out of my birthday. But, man, this is beautiful. Angie
is
just brought me pink roses with a pink happy birthday balloon.
Get a picture of that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Rock, my friend.
Oh, my goodness. And you guys, and my phone is just blowing up. I mean, you guys have made me feel so special.
Hold the roses up,
Ronnie.
Okay. Look, DC, right in the middle of the show, y'all, this is what's happening. My sister has just walked in with pink roses and a pink balloon that says happy birthday. I'm going to tell you what. And Teresa Boy, I want to thank you. Laura, thank you so much. Thank you.
We're going to put that on the site. Thank you, Angie.
I mean, just people have just made me feel so special for my birthday, man.
That's awesome.
The messages.
That's awesome. Right
and
in the
she brought
the
a card right in the middle of the list. Man,
that is beautiful.
Man.
Go Angie Roberts, Cabrini Hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
Go Cabrini.
All right.
Cabrini's in the house.
Who's next?
Oh. Uh-oh. Somebody called.
All right. Next on the list is Dillard's of Alexandria. I'm going to tell you what. Dillard's absolutely rocks. They gave gift baskets totaling $500, $250 each. Oh, my goodness.
This is hopefully Carl.
Hold up. Go ahead now.
Wait a minute. Hang on. You got to get it through. Here. Hang on one second.
Hey, auntie.
Good morning, my sweetie.
I wish you a very, very happy birthday. And to let you know, I love you more than life itself.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of love. Thank you for your birthday wishes.
A lot of love.
I'm feeling that love. Thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome. Love you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if people want to hear the Super Mega Raffle list this morning. The phone
is... Of course they want to hear the Super Mega Raffle list.
The phone is blowing up every day. We promise we're going to get through it. Hank and Gene, thank you for your birthday wishes.
Somebody was just calling. I'm sorry I didn't get to you. If you just call back, we'll get it.
There they are. DC's multitasking. And I tell you what.
Hold on.
Whoa, that is a beautiful.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Carlette. Happy birthday to you.
Wow.
I love it.
Right.
Who's
it's
this?
Octavia.
I said that girl can sing.
I don't know who it is, but they can blow.
Oh, Octavia. Now,
love
that's
you,
just on
love
point.
You so much.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. Well, do you want to start your birthday morning with that beautiful voice? You want to start your birthday morning with that. Oh, my goodness.
You're on point this morning.
Good morning. This is Mitzi. I'm going to do me a little
birthday. Uh-oh. Mitzi, you're going to sing it?
No, and I'll tell you, I was contemplating singing forever when Octavia just said, I'm not going to do that to myself. I will not do that to the listeners. You know, so thank you, Octavia. Thank you. Thank you. Carlette, happy birthday to you, and God knows that I wish you so many more.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, I appreciate the work that you do, and, you know, God has truly blessed this community, and when you woke up this morning, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I said the same thing, Mitzi, hallelujah. I'm so blessed to be here another year. You know, thank you so much.
Great. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy this blessed day.
I will. Thank you so much. You
Nobody
know,
was just calling
my sister called me
call
last night, and she said,
"Call
she,
on back."
She said, "You're so busy." And I want to thank my family, because there was a time where I talked to my family every single day, multiple times a day. And they have understood that the work that we're doing, you know, that I just, because anybody who knows me or meets me knows that when I start DC, it's hard. It's hard for me to pull myself away. And she sent me the most beautiful text this morning. She said, "Sissy, you are grounded in the Lord, and he will keep you charged like an ever-ready battery." She said, "Don't forget to enjoy your life." And that meant so much to me, you know, because my sister, and one of the reasons I think that I have been able to embrace the women, just all women, no matter what color, what race, what religion, is because of the great sister that I have that has sacrificed so many times so that I could have the goodness and has wanted better for me than for herself. And when you see that kind of selflessness and you've lived with that, it makes you want to be a giver. And my sister is one of those great givers, and all of the sisters that I have met, DC, have just been great, great givers. And Mitzi is one of those great, great givers too, always giving of herself. And Octavia, oh my goodness, even at, you know, the demands of everything and everybody, she makes a way to give again. And DC can be demanding. You know, and Teresa Bowie, thank you for those kind words, and Angie Roberts and Nikki and Laura Christian Francisco and all of the people, Michelle Tillis Letterman that sent me wishes from New York this morning, and all of the great people that we're meeting on this journey. And it is my heart to tell your stories, because I know that those stories are going to give that next woman the lifting power to have a story, to believe that she can. And that's what it's really all about. And I don't know why I'm so weepy. Maybe it's because I'm getting older. But as you get older, hopefully you get wiser. You get better. You want better for other people than you want for yourself, because you know that you can't outgive God. And you know that the more seeds that you plant, the greater your harvest is going to be. And when you really come to understand that, not just understand it, but believe it. I'm going to tell you, ladies, we'll stop with the emulations that DC was talking about that we learned about on Sunday. You'll stop it. And you'll know that when we come together, like this tea that I drink every single morning, we're like tea bags. You know how great and how strong we are. When you dip us in hot boiling water, we just get better. But we get better together. That's why I wake up every single morning to inspire somebody to live their dream. Because I know that there was a time when I didn't volunteer like I'm asking you to do. But when I learned better, my mother always said, when you learn better, you do better. You're supposed to do better. My mother was the first person this morning to call me and wish me a happy birthday. And let me tell you, there's nothing like a mother that gives you the wind beneath those wings. Just hearing that soft, beautiful, sweet voice of my mother saying, you can do it. Just keep pressing on. And sometimes she gets tough and she says, you know, if you can't take it, you can't make it. Nobody said it would be easy. Everybody's not going to love you. She gives you the real facts, and then she comes back and she loves you. She loves you into not quitting. And so for the love of all of you that have shown us, and even the love that we have not won yet, we're going to continue. Because, see, love conquers all. The word says so. And you know what? When you look at women and you think you know, but you really have no idea, those are the women that we've got to love the most. You don't know her story. You don't know the brokenness that she may be feeling. And that's why we get up to inspire every single morning. Thanks, everybody. Stay on point. We'll be back right after this.
Credit Union with the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer's been extended through October. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people.
owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT network. The birthday greetings and wishes continue to come in. Rhonda Gallerson Wade, thank you for that incredible text. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, I was just sitting here thinking about something that my pastor told me many years ago, Celeste Tejada. And I had done something, and she said, you know, sometimes, and Linda Jean Williams told me the very same thing, and God just brought it back to my remembrance. She said, all you have to do is say thank you. And sometimes for encouragers, it's hard for us to just say thank you and just receive. And, you know I have to get better with that. But thank you for all of those people who I had no idea, you know, because I meant to tell DC, and since we didn't talk about my birthday this morning, not to even mention it. You know, I am blessed to be here another year, and I'm so incredibly blessed to get the opportunity to do what I absolutely love doing. And this is a labor of love. This is not work for me. And so just thank you. You guys just don't know how special you have made this day. But anyway, so back to the super mega raffle list.
Oh, the list.
I know.
We really got to get to it.
I know. So go ahead.
Let's try to, where were we? I'm going to start over, and I'm going to just try to give it to people,
okay,
because it is really long and we're really running out of time, because we want to let people know also where they can get the tickets at. And we kind of got we didn't know what we were going to be doing. the show just kind of took a turn.
I know. Go ahead.
The Lazy Boy Leather Recliner, $1,000 value, the Lowe's Wash Machine, the Lowe's gift card of $100, that's from Pineville Lowe's, and then we've got the Lowe's of Alexandria, the stainless steel gas grill, and the Lowe's gift card from Lowe's of Pineville for $100. Oak Wing Golf Club, that's four rounds of golf, that's with a golf cart, that's a $200 value. J&J Exterminating Liquid Termite Treatment, that's an $850 value. Dillard's of Alexandria, the His and Hers gift baskets that are like six bottles of cologne each, six big, nice bottles, and other assortments of items. We've got two custom-made suits by Brenda's Hobbies, and those suits are valued at $300 each. KP Jewelry has given a gift card out of $100. Johnny Carino's, a $50 gift card. Davis One Stop, a $50 gift card. Papa John's Pizza has given $100 worth of gift cards. Run Wild Sports has given $100 gift card. Dave's Mobile Car Wash. Man, Dave pulled us over last week, and we've been wanting to mention him. Dave.
But his name is not Dave.
No, his name is not Dave. As a matter of fact, what did I do with his card?
I don't know what you did with his card, but we were calling him David, and Dave, and his name. His name is not Dave, but his business name is Dave's.
Absolutely. And he's given, as a matter of fact, we're going to have his story, because he has a wonderful story, too. He has a mobile detail shop, and it is a big, beautiful truck. And he can come in and put your vehicle together. I mean, it will be looking nice.
Right. He can come right to your office.
Absolutely.
Or your home.
Absolutely.
And clean it on site.
Logan's Roadhouse has given a $30 gift card. Texas Roadhouse has given a $30 gift card. Hannah Japanese Steakhouse has given a $50 gift card. Raising Cane's has given a $75 gift card. And big shout out to Ulysses over at UMD Sportswear. Ulysses was going to take care of our t-shirts, but I kind of got behind on it, but he's given a $100 gift card, and y'all know he does a wonderful job over there. Top Flight Automotive has given a 182-piece toolkit, and that is a fine kit. It's valued at $200.
Mm-hmm.
Sombreros has given a dinner for two. Chili's has given a $25 gift card.
Mm-hmm.
Outback Steakhouse has given a $50 gift card. The Grand Theater has given movie passes,
mm-hmm.
I think for a family.
Right.
Precision Auto Tune has given an oil and filter change, and they check all your fluid levels. Bake Your Day has given a $100 gift card for a custom cake.
Mm-hmm.
Walker Automotive has given a $60 pack sack with all types of items in it. Sonic has given a gift card at $60. Spoon's Frozen Yogurt has given a $50 gift card.
Mm-hmm.
McAllister's mm-hmm. Dilly has given a $40 gift card. Ryan Steakhouse has given a $40 gift card. Heavenly Desserts, this is a new person, a new lady that we're going to be having her story too. She is Miss Brenda's friend.
Mm-hmm.
She's given a hundred. What is that? Where am I at?
Yeah, $100. $150.
$150 gift card for a cake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she does real designer cakes. We're going to have her information as well from Heavenly Desserts. Spa Beliza has given a manicure and pedicure valued at $150. Tobacco Plus has given a $25 gas card.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Benita Scott, thank you, Miss Benita. She has given a beautiful Avon basket
mm-hmm.
valued at $100, and it has a lot of stuff
mm-hmm.
in that basket.
Mm-hmm. It's a great basket.
Little Cakes has given a $25 gift card. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute has given
five
free screenings. That's almost your whole family.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo Wild Wings has given a $20 gift card.
Mm-hmm.
Williams Tax and Financial Services has given a free prep and file. That's Williams Tax and mm-hmm. Financial Services. That's Gene and Hank Williams.
Mm-hmm.
BJ's Pizza has given a family dinner. Five Guys Burgers has given a dinner for four.
Mm-hmm.
Papa John's Pizza has given a $100 gift. Did I say that one time? Do I have that on the list twice?
I think so.
I think I have
do.
Papa John's mm-hmm. twice. Captain D's Dinner for Two, Anchor Seafood and Steakhouse Dinner for Two. Brud Constructions gave a Hunter's Pack valued at $75, and Shalosky's Dilly gave Dinner for Two.
And let's not forget about Cherry Jemison, D.C.
Absolutely, Cherry. And there's some other people that we hadn't had time to put on here yet because
mm-hmm.
we were really swamped under yesterday with the T-shirt situation.
Mm-hmm.
So
And Cherry has one of those other incredible stories that have come out of this movement, and we're meeting so many people that we want to thank you for not being afraid to think
Absolutely.
That your gift and your witty idea is too small. We want to thank you for that, because we're asking people to come out from behind the shadows with your gift and your talent.
Absolutely.
And showcase it. And she has given DC what we're calling a prayer podium keepsake.
Absolutely. And it is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Also, to the listeners out there, you know the website, www.onpointcxmas.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put the list on the website. We're going to have our web editor do that because we know that we're sort of going fast here. We kind of got sidetracked a little bit with the birthday, but we're going to be letting you guys know, and we're going to be giving you information on where you can go. Now, also, we'll probably put a list of the people who have the tickets and what town they're in. I'll have to make that up.
Oh, we don't have time, huh?
Yeah, but we're going to give their names right now. We have a little time.
Go ahead.
First of all, there's Cynthia Wade in Bunky, Louisiana. And if you get your pens ready, because if in your prospective areas, I'm going to give you the person's phone number so that you can maybe call them and they can get those tickets to you. So if you're looking to get some of the tickets in whatever area you're in, if you get a pen ready,
mm-hmm.
you can go ahead and take the person's name that is closest to your area, or if you see the OPT cruiser, you can stop it, or you can call the offices at 445-5658. First on the list is Cynthia Wade. She's in Bunky, Louisiana. Her number is 452-1333. She has the tickets. Miss Benita and Victor Scott in Pineville, 481-9862. Yvonne Jenkins in Gina, Louisiana. She has some tickets. Her number is 403-1874. And all of these phone numbers are 318 so far.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Williams has some tickets. Her phone number is 447-2530. Cedric Williams, a.k.a. Big Easy. He's in the, it stretches out from Alexandria on to Natchitoches. His number is 521-4385. Octavia Williams, her number is 542. That's 542-2462. Dorcas Bernstein. Miss Dorcas is in Natchitoches. Her phone number is 609-2967. Hey, if you're in Natchitoches listening, saying there's no way I can participate, call Miss Dorcas, you know, and be the change that you want to see in this fight against breast cancer. Folks, y'all help us to raise this money. This is going to a very worthy cause. None of this money goes to us. None of it. We don't use it to pay tabs, bills, anything. Everything that we raise goes directly to fighting breast cancer,
Absolutely.
Okay? Levi Jones is from Colfax, Louisiana. Levi works over at Rapides Parish Hospital, and he's got some tickets. Let me give you his number. It's 446-0808. Kenny Roy from Cheneyville, his number is 729-2425.
Mm-hmm.
Both, all locations of the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
Right.
Teresa Price is from Boyce. Her number is 446-1380. Miss Cora Howard, she works at JCPenney. She's in Alexandria. Her number is 229-1076. Sylvia and Anthony Eli, 664-4122. They're in Alexandria. Rose Walston is in Winfield, Natchitoches area. She works at Wynn Parish Correctional Institute, and her number is 332-0999. Brenda Strong, thank you, Miss Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Brenda's number is 452-1542. Barbara Harrison, the Cottonport area. She works in Pinecrest. Her number is 308-1429. Nikitra Allen, I have your tickets for you. I'm going to get them to you. Her number is 730-9519.
Mm-hmm.
Laura Francisco in the Bunkie area, 264-9609. She works right there in City Hall. Miss Rebecca Anderson over on Hudson, off of Hudson Boulevard. Her number is 542-8555. Stephanie Butler, 229-9303. That's Stephanie, used to be Stephanie Pearson from Bunkie.
Mm-hmm.
She's here in the Alexandria area. She lives over in Deerfield. And Rita Christian. Rita Christian. Her number is 613-4648. Folks, if y'all are out there and you want to be the change that you want to see, give one of these people a call. And buy one of these tickets, and they're only $5, and you're giving to help breast cancer, but you can also be the winner of all these prizes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and that's what it's about. It's about being the change and getting up and deciding to do something. And the way that you can help this movement is you can buy a raffle ticket, you can visit the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can also visit McDonald's of Pineville. We want to thank owner-operator Johnny Marks in Pineville, Louisiana. She is a staunch supporter of the OPT Network. She's also a breast cancer survivor. And the locations down in Pineville have taken the pink ribbons. They're only a dollar. If you're having breakfast, lunch, or even dinner, we would ask that you stop by either of those locations and make a donation. And we want to thank all of our partners. We want to thank Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. We want to thank Davis One Stop. We want to thank the Heart of Louisiana, McDonald's of Pineville, and we want to thank all of those people that have partnered with us on this incredible journey to be the change that we all want to see. We're going to keep talking about it, we're going to keep being about it, and we're going to keep fighting breast cancer. We're going to keep saying hell no to breast cancer. We want to thank you guys so much. You have made this an incredible Tuesday, an incredible birthday. Thank you for all the birthday wishes and the kind thoughts. And thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We do. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget, the change starts with you and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday. God willing, we'll see you right back here on Wednesday.
Yeah.
David Wood.